are you drinking? Pepsi?
Cork.
It's finished now.
So what were you doing, standing out in the corridor a bit, doing it?
I'm just staying here drinking.
What did they say? You're not to drink?
Yeah, I said the people who haven't eaten, who haven't drank anything, you know what I mean? We're getting for longer.
Hello, it's me, Etienne, the
Hello.
Nurse I was here previously. I'm just going to do another set of
Okay. That's fine.
London got it away.
Yeah, that's okay.
That's all right.
Yeah.
Oh, what are you doing first? My blood pressure.
Yeah. I'm going to actually just check your fistula first.
Okay. You still got your chewing gum?
No.
Oh, I can still smell it.
Can you?
Yes.
You've got a nose like a fox.
I have. Does it feel all right?
Yeah. Have you felt it?
No. They said you can feel it buzzing, can you?
Yeah, give me your hand.
I
feel consent for mad.
Okay.
Can you feel it?
Oh, yeah.
Do you want to listen to it?
Yeah, okay.
Okay.
How does that differ from listening to your heart?
It's more of a whooshy. Is that in?
Yeah.
Wait, I haven't got it listened yet.
Okay.
Yeah?
Yeah, it's got a whoosh, whoosh, whoosh. It's like when you have a scan.
Ooh, can I listen to it, please?
Yeah.
Thank you.
You want to listen to my fistula?
Yeah, is it a blood pumper?
Yeah. Okay, come closer.
What happens if it's... what are you listening for to make...
The whoosh.
Yeah, but if it's not whooshing, then there's something wrong.
Yeah. Can you hear it?
No.
You need to put them in properly.
You have to push them right in. Don't tell me you can't hear it. I'll start freaking out.
Jesus.
Can you hear it?
Oh.
Maybe try here. Maybe here. Can you hear here?
You can feel it as well if you put your hand on your arm, my arm.
Oh.
Yeah.
That's amazing.
It is, isn't it?
It's like a storm in there.
It is.
Yeah,
a bit.
It is, isn't it?
Like the sea.
That's called a stethoscope, right?
It is. Yeah.
Oh, it's like you were at a seaside.
Like putting a shell up to your ear.
Yeah.
My hand seems to be all right. It feels a little bit... I think it's because I've had it hanging down. You know when you feel like the blood's gone
through a bit?
A bit, like a bit fat. But I think it's just because I've had it hanging down. Like I've had it down the side like that.
Yeah.
Just to give it...
Maybe leave it the same
maybe,
as this
maybe
one.
Put it
give
there.
Me this arm because then I want to do your blood pressure
okay.
The same, okay?
Yeah.
Hit relax your arm.
Is that on properly? I don't know if it's on.
Yeah.
I didn't know you're not allowed to eat. I wasn't aware you're not allowed to eat or drink it.
No.
Yeah.
Even you guys.
Yeah.
We gotta have a break area.
Waiting for LMI's signature.
You can't eat drink it.
You can if you're a patient, but not if you're
yes,
a relative or friend or family or.
How's my blood pressure?
142 over 74.
Okay.
It's a little higher.
Huh?
95% but in fact your oxygen's gonna come up. Your pulse is 91.
Why has my oxygen gone down like that?
Because the blood pressure cuff inflated.
Oh, okay. Is it gone up yet?
Yeah, nice deep breath for me.
What is it now?
98.
Oh, that's better. Oh, I didn't know that made it go down. Why is that? Because it squeezes your arm?
Yes, because it occludes the pulse, and that's what this is looking for, is the pulse. Pulse rate.
And what was that, 91?
142. Let me just concentrate on my engineer. Sorry, I'm a bit I am dyslexic, so I struggle with doing two things at once. So your pulse rate is 87, your oxygen saturations are 99, and your blood pressure is 142/74. And I'm going to come and check your temperature shortly.
Okay, because that went up a bit.
Yeah, it has gone up a bit, hasn't it?
Yeah.
Are you in any pain or anything?
No.
Could just be
really.
Because you're sat up, might get you sat out and sat in the chair. Do you fancy doing that now?
Yeah, I do.
All right, I'm going to borrow that chair from you then. That's okay. You can use this blue one. Wait a minute. Wait. Oh, you're like a racing snake, aren't you?
A racing snake? Yeah. What's one of them?
So, my mum used to say it, bless her. Someone
that's going
to take off the mark. Sit back
on
the bed.
Okay. I've got to put it down a bit.
Yeah. And I want to get the chair. Okay. Right there. So put your legs out this way. Towards me.
Okay.
Sit, and then you're going to stand up.
Yeah.
How's that?
Fine.
And then you're going to walk into the
chair. Right, where is it? I've got it.
Alright,
okay.
Perfect, well done. And then get you a hot drink if you'd like.
Oh, can I have a cup of tea, please?
Yeah, of course.
Can I have a brandy, 2 shots, is that right?
Huh?
2 shots brandy.
2 shots of brandy.
Very nice.
Would you like a cup of tea?
Coffee?
Tea, sugar, milk?
Just milk, please.
Tea, milk. Tea with milk and a sandwich?
I've had one, thank you.
You don't want another?
No,
okay,
thanks.
Right, tea.
I had a nice summer sandwich, but I wouldn't want it. I couldn't eat another one.
No, no, take it home.
No, I don't want to.
How about tomorrow?
No.
No.
I don't eat a lot, do I?
I'll come
back and tell you. Tomorrow. I'll sit up in the bed, okay? I have a chair.
Of course, you're on the bed as well.
No, it's not because I'm on the bed.
No.
Maybe I will have another one.
You won't need a full hour.
I'm going to change my mind.
Right,
had no breakfast. That was my lunch. That was my breakfast.
I don't think that's not now. Like, I'm going like that. Like.
What? No, no, mama hat, mama
hat. I'm going like that. Like, no drink, no food, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
He's laughing. I don't care either.
Hello, Kara. Hello, Kara. What's
that? I don't get paid for it, though.
No, neither should be. It should be a labour of love.
No.
I should be getting paid for allowing you to care for me.
Oh, what's my phone?
I'm probably sitting on it, am I?
Oh, I think it's behind you.
Have a guess.
Oh, where's the phone? Where's my phone? No. I just want to get it a bit nearer, otherwise I won't pick up what we're saying.
That's your copy of what they've done, so
okay.
I'm going to put that in there.
Right, thank you.
No.
Okay, let's put that there, because that's yours. Should I draw the curtains around so you can get dressed?
Yes, please.
Yeah, neatly. Let's put that, point of that. Bam, do you want your phone?
Right, okay.
Now, do you need any help?
Yeah. I put it on the bed.
Oh, you said that.
Oh, that lady just went past.
I said, no idea.
Yeah, my colleague said
it's
that.
Got to be. I put it on the bed. It's got to be. It's got to be.
Sorry.
Oh.
Right.
Maybe now
you run all the
other ones, remember? You can't be too big.
Behind.
Yes.
Said you're on audio booth, so behave.
You know. See you do it yourself, because once you're at home, I won't be there. Unfortunately,
I think I'm going to help you do that upload. I'll have to bend you a little bit.
I'm going to keep this on.
There. Oh, it's where they've washed me.
Oh, okay. Cool.
They washed me with them. I don't know whether it was iodine or something like that. I think they said something about that and stuff. You know, they wash you before and after. And while the person is washing your arm, someone holds your hand. Two people are holding my hand up in the air so that you can get to the back of it.
You know?
So I can sit down on a chair now, not on the bed. Good afternoon, Audio Boom. It's about, what time is it? 4:30? Darling, is it 4:30?
Yeah.
Oh, it's about 4:30 on Thursday, 12th of May. And I'm in the recovery part, 1637. I'm in the recovery part of the day surgery unit where I've had my fistula created. Had the operation a couple of hours ago. It all went okay, except that the vein they were going to use to join to the artery was too small. So they had to use a different one. It was a bit more complicated, and when they came to pull the artery out, there was veins around it, and they had to burn one of them away, and it smelled disgusting. And they also cauterise the small vessels so they don't bleed, and that smells disgusting as well because it's like a barbecue and it's you. Apart from that, there were two surgeons doing it, and lots of other people in there passing stuff, and it took about an hour. Do you think it took about an hour? I think it did. And I'm just recovering now. I've got to stay here for a while, so I'll be back in a minute. I don't know whether it was or not. Now it's saying 15 minutes. This audio boo's messed up. It said that I hadn't done any recording. It said 0 minutes of zero of 60 minutes. But then when I turn it on, it says 15. So it's anybody's guess. Just waiting for the access nurse to come along, and she will go through the aftercare stuff, and then I can go home. I've had the bad news. I've got to wear surgical stockings for 3 days, which sucks, basically. A great fashion icon, I must say. I don't really know why I've got to wear them. I haven't had a general anaesthetic. And I've had local anaesthetics before and they didn't give them to me. I mean, I've had two recently, so I'm not really sure what that's all about. But there you go. I'll just do as I'm told, of course. So we're just waiting now. I managed to get dressed. I don't know if that was on audio, but I think it was, if it recorded. Divi, what are you doing?
Huh?
What are you doing? Watching the world go by. Have you pulled the curtains back? Okay. I wish this Fatima would hurry up. No, she's one of the nurses. She was one of the ones that came to see me yesterday to sign a consent form with the consultant to tell me what it all involved. Is there a bin in here?
Not yet.
I just want to put my phone on. I can't put my phone there. I spilt tea. Put it on top of your hat. 3 minutes. So that's basically it. Now I've got to wait 6 weeks to see if it works, because they said my veins were small and they've got to grow a lot, and they said it's going to take at least 6 weeks. And if it doesn't work, I'll have to have it done again, and I might have to have a plastic tube put in my arm instead. But I hope it doesn't come to that. It's all working fine so far. But the test will be when they look at it to see if it's ready to put the needles in. So we'll see. I was really glad I couldn't see when I was having it done. I said thank you. Hmm?
Hello. That's you now.
Oh. How are you?
I'm lovely, I'm alright.
Good. You can have something to eat soon, can't you? Oh no, it's horrible. I know.
Well, right now you can eat now, though. You can eat now, can you?
I can eat now. I'll let myself for 7 last night. So you had no breakfast?
I didn't have any.
Well, tell us how much you do, you know.
Really? I just can't eat. Well, I never had it when I went to school or anything.
Oh. I didn't have any because I was too anxious.
I just don't eat.
Yeah, when they...
I
was really glad that I can't see this because they've obviously got my arm open and they're pulling my veins and artery out of it.
Shall I take your order now? What will you have?
Is your cold milk?
So you haven't got to wait for... You haven't got to go. You haven't got to go home in the transport then.
Success.
You haven't got to go home in the transport.
She's talking to you.
Ask her. You ask her.
Oh, say it again.
So you haven't got to go home in the transport.
I'm going to give you some extra dressing.
Oh. Oh, you probably will be.
These are the things I need to give you.
Oh, I hope that transport doesn't keep us waiting hours. Now that will be the pits.
So should I be staffed there now, aren't I?
What, here?
They're in the theatre.
Oh, yeah, they're all really...
I thought it was two people. Literally, I had six people.
Oh, no, I did. I was really shocked.
I didn't know who to talk to.
Oh, no.
She's saying that, and then she's giving me this, and then she's got that.
What theatre were you in? What number?
I don't know.
Oh, they told...
They just took me in, and then...
I was in 3. They said, "Welcome to Theatre 3," and I went, "Oh, wow!"
I won't worry what one.
Well, I wasn't, but really. Yeah, I can't believe all the people that were in there.
Well, it's when I was at Queen Elizabeth, you go into one small room, you get all the needles in you, you get your everything taken, and then by the time you're going, then you're going through the door.
Yeah.
And you're sort of, I'm sitting there waiting to be moved, and I'm looking around, and he's saying, you're all right. So I said, yeah. He said, too tired, or no? He went, oh. Let's give you some more.
Oh, dear.
I'm just looking around the ceiling, ready to be moved.
I know, it was... I couldn't believe that there were so many people.
No, there was loads of them. I had a blonde woman doctor, and then I had a doctor sitting there, and he was going to give me an injection in the knee.
But you they put you out, though.
Yeah.
Why do they put you out for that?
Because I've been having them in my spine. They've been so painful.
Oh, okay.
I had the first two without anything.
Oh, dumb.
The pain went down, when it went down the back of my legs, I just screamed.
Oh, dumb.
And then I had to go back for some more. And then, October I went for some, and then I had some done in January. And then they just said they can't do nothing else, so that's it. In my spine.
Well, I had a fistula made in my arm. Well, they cut a vein and an artery and they join them together so I can have hemodialysis.
Oh, yeah. That's they wanted to do me a new knee and I didn't want it. So he said, well, we're going to give you a Visca injection. And he said, and if the injection works, we're going to give you a new knee. And I went, you're not giving me one this year. I said, I can't take it.
Well, I'm hoping.
Well, you're right, the nurse.
Well, what about?
Yeah, the male nurse.
What's it called, darling?
I think he's a Filipino one.
Oh, okay. It's very hot in the unit.
Yeah, it's not as hot as when I go in the dialysis unit. That will kill you in there.
My son-in-law, Christmas, he had.
Yeah,
they
oh, yes. Sorry about that. You keep the stockings on.
I'll keep the stockings on, yeah.
But this one, you've been these ones. I'm not sure where I put my wallet now.
It was on the table.
Oh, yes, yeah, I said it.
I've nicked it.
Well, good luck with that.
You didn't have much money in it, did
no,
you?
No, well, the moths flew out.
You picked the wrong fella.
Yeah, well, I did catch a few.
Yeah, catch a few moths.
Probably counterfeit.
It's like me. I used to say about my husband, oh, you've got no money, we go to Jones. Spend it.
We haven't got it to spend.
Creation letter, which did you put in your bag?
Yes.
Here we are.
Right.
Thank you. Thank you. Melanie, how did it go?
That was all right. I mean, it was a bit of a trial, but you know, I didn't expect it to be a picnic, did I?
It
was okay. They couldn't
painful.
Use
the. You want to
not
check?
Really. They
no,
couldn't use.
Not at all.
They couldn't use the vein they planned to use. It was too small.
Oh, yes.
So they had to use a find another one.
Right.
And I wasn't counting on having it cauterized and smelling my flesh burning. Yes. But anyway.
You see, Melanie, what happens? When you go to the vascular laboratory,
it doesn't always show up how it really is.
No.
That's what you said.
Not until they actually
open it up, yeah.
And see the condition of your vascular.
Yeah, but well, you said the veins were very healthy, they were just small.
Exactly.
But what about the grave? No.
No, that was fine. No, they were good. He put it. He said, "I've got to." I don't know why he had to do it. He said, "I've got to put it over your face for 1 second."
Right.
But he did that, and that was fine.
Was he just teasing you?
No, he did put it over. I don't.
Right.
He said it's part of the prep. Maybe it's something they have to say they've done or something. Do you know
right.
what I mean? I don't know.
Right.
But there were two of them doing it, so I heard them discussing it, which is always a bit. Do you know what I mean? They're saying, oh yeah, no, put that there, then we do that. We're just exposing the artery, and I'm thinking, oh God. I'm so glad I can't see, because I wouldn't want to look and see all my veins hanging out. Do you know what I mean? It must be really horrible.
But
why
are you all that? Does that bother you?
Not really. I mean, I went in there crying, because I get really stressed out. But, you know, once I get away, I'm always the same. Once they start doing it, I know there's nothing I can do about it, so I just kind of knuckle down and get on with it. Do you know what I mean? Because I don't want to make their job more difficult than it already is. Yeah, but they were very nice. All they were. Yeah. I was quite surprised how many people's in there. Do you know what I mean? But it was all right. I don't think it was as traumatic as having that line put in. And I feel better than when I had the other one taken out, because
right.
that bled afterwards.
Right.
It all came through my jeans
right.
and everything. And my blood pressure dropped really low and I felt ill.
Right.
So far I felt all right.
Good. And there's no bleeding there.
I'm
just going to wash my hands and check.
Okay.
And
I didn't mean, I wasn't being rude. I was just making a joke, that's all.
No, that's not
Do you hear
problem.
What I said, though?
Yeah, we've been waiting for you since yesterday, he said.
I bet it's a joke.
He's
such
a joker, honestly.
I know. And I was here. You went to see
it. I did see you yesterday. And
I went to see you with one of the circuits.
Yeah. So
and
you
I
came
said,
when I was in theatre?
No,
oh.
not in theatre. And I said to Fiona, I said, I'm going to come to see Melanie at 3:30, just 4. But I got caught up there. And this is why. Yeah?
Fatima, do you think it would be a bit premature of us to call transport? I know they don't come immediately, but no. Let's do it for both of them, yeah.
Because that's a joke, they come in immediately.
Immediately?
Last night they came immediately and they cleared off and left me. Yeah, you know my transport was there last night. They left me, they went and left me.
Did they?
Yep.
I thought when we left you,
they said that
they were already waiting.
They were, and then... Rail was taking me off, and then he said he went to see where he'd gone, and he'd gone and left me. He didn't even tell us he was going. So we had to start. We had to book it from scratch again.
Okay.
And had to wait another hour and a half.
Melanie, tell me, your hand. How does it feel?
It's fine. It's normal. It doesn't feel cold. It just feels like normal.
Right. That's good.
My arm hurts, but that's to be expected. Your hands are really cold and feel nice. It feels nice. They actually feel pop. Yeah, because my temperature's a little bit up.
You feel a bit warm.
Yeah, I feel like I don't
feel
it.
Do you feel warm?
Not like I'm doing the dialysis unit.
Right.
You
do feel warm. So, now I'm just going to place my fingers over that wound. It's horrible. That's it. But this is what tells us
that this
is
working. So I do have to check that every so often. I'll probably be checking it 20 times a day, don't worry.
You do.
It feels like an insect in there.
I know.
Can I feel it?
And
yeah.
This is the blood that's going from the artery into the vein.
And then going back up again. And then does it go back up that way
it
again?
Goes back
yeah.
Up.
So that's why my hat.
Yeah.
So it's like another U-turn, kind of.
Yes. So
you're
going
to book
transport. There's no...
Oh, yeah.
There's nothing.
No.
Yeah, I'm ready.
Yeah.
So, my advice is check it every day.
Yeah.
Don't get this wet.
Oh, wow.
Until that wound is complete.
they told me that one as well.
Yeah.
That doc, you know, the one, the consultant, what's his name? When I came to the clinic, you weren't in the clinic, it was Pam.
Yes.
He told me never let them take it out of either arm, pull it out of my hands in future.
Was that Mr. Porter?
The one that did the operation.
Oh, Mr. Reedy.
Yeah,
right.
He told me that never to let them do it out of my arms again.
And
ever.
You have good veins at the back of the
arm.
Yeah. So, but now the piano.
Most of them. Yeah, they mostly do it from the machine anyway, don't they?
Precisely.
Yeah.
Precisely. So these veins
need
to be preserved.
Yeah.
Yeah, you don't want
them. No.
And be careful that you don't lie on.
No, I know. They told me that, yeah.
Yeah? Okay.
Yeah.
And that you don't carry any weight over.
No, I won't. I'll be very careful.
It's got on to me now.
Yeah, you're my pickles.
There you go, you've passed the bag. So
yeah. He carries them anyway. So what about the temperature then?
Well, what was your temperature when you came in?
36.8. Does that make a difference?
I feel hot.
Yeah, it's just crashed today.
But usually, it's so hot in the dance,
right.
You
don't
usually.
Oh, yeah.
Two shots.
You want to hurry up and take them. And then you can go and get anything you want to get there. In that case, I can go and enjoy the sun.
Out there.
I hear you.
Just
in case it
oozes. Yeah. Yeah. I know it's quite warm in
top
here.
Colour.
That's why. Oh, I can't go. Can you take this out?
Yes, yes, we will take it out.
Yes.
I've got a bed for me.
Yeah,
we'll have to go on down.
Your hands were so nice. How many years?
Coming up to 10.
That's a long time.
It is a long time. So, rest this arm, don't
no, I don't use an excuse
arm,
to rest
it.
For how long would I be?
A week, he told me.
So, not moving the arms for the next 24 hours, but lifting the head.
What, was that a week?
Yeah, for about a week. You want this to heal, this is a wound. If you are exerting yourself, you know.
It's going to be like first.
We need to hire someone to do the cat's feet and dodge it.
The cat's litter
trains.
You've
got
to do it.
We've got to hire someone to do it.
Oh,
for what week?
To do it. I'm sorry. And have I got to keep these stockings on?
No, you're
going to
take them off.
I'll tell you, I've got 2 days.
Yeah, she needs to keep them on until when she has mobility.
Once
she
gets home, she can take them off.
Because I'll have to be walking about.
I will be walking
about. Well, if you're walking up and down at home.
This was down on the local anesthetic. She doesn't have it anymore.
So she doesn't even need a leg stocking. You know, each one of them stocking costs £45.
Really?
Well, I'll keep them until I get home.
So,
you
can
always keep them.
Yeah, you can always use them.
£45 for one of the socks.
Yeah.
Yeah.
If your legs
start
aching, I'll put my
back
on.
Blood clot.
Who's the transport?
But I'm not going to be laying down.
John, no. Not for me. I'm John.
Someone's come and look for you now.
Oh.
Your name's down as well.
Quick, all right, and then the other one is.
She's not going on right now, is it?
So why is
it transfer?
Okay, so it is a long way. Kind of not long today, but you're just going to go and sit over there and you're going to grab a
coffee.
Yeah, you can take it, which is better, isn't it?
It's a bit painful, I mean, that's normal, isn't it?
Yeah.
Yes, I am. I'll be glad when the next 24
hours. Pass up the ambulance driver.
I
see you. Not driving them.
The highest risk of bleeding.
No, I'm not driving them. You're just going to go and sit there with the young lady next door. Over across the room.
Yeah.
And then you wait about 6 hours.
No, come on. That's 6 hours.
I have to
do all the transport.
It's a joke, isn't it?
I have to put transport down sometimes.
Oh, transport.
Just 6 hours.
Yeah,
that's
you see,
everything
that's
goes smoothly till the transport.
That's it.
That's
yeah,
what
yeah. Is it? You see? The transport.
Thank you very much.
Right.
We cannot attack the driver.
So
yeah.
No, it's all right. To be honest, the longer I was here, the more reassured I felt. You know what I mean?
Then,
you
know,
you will catch me across the road.
I think I'll go too soon.
Okay.
Yeah.
You're so kind, you know. You're so kind. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
That's our job.
And don't take yesterday. It was just a silly joke.
No, don't worry.
Abby, no.
She doesn't take offence.
Are you sure she'll take offence?
No.
Whose shoes is this? Is this
oh, yeah.
My shoe?
They need a,
is that
a health warning. Don't touch them.
Oh, shoes.
Do I have to go and then acid my hand up now?
You don't wash
your hands
now.
And is something else?
Yeah. Oh, is that your hairband?
Oh, yeah, it must have come off.
I'll put it in the bag, all right?
Yeah.
All right. See you later.
Thank you.
Fatima, yeah, she's gone now. You got a wheelchair here, actually. You got a wheelchair?
Mm-hmm.
You got to, it's here already, you have to use it. You don't want to waste it, do you?
It's not for us if you don't want to use it. Fine, if you want
how
to.
How far is it? It's not far, is it?
No.
Where's the phone, darling?
Because I know you normally walk anyway.
Yeah.
You always walk. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank
you. Yeah. Right now. Hello everyone, it is now nearly 7 o'clock and we've been waiting in the transport lounge since 18 minutes past 6. So how long is a piece of string as to how long are we going to wait? I've been discharged, as you heard.
I'm acquitted.
Huh?
I'm acquitted.
I'm acquitted. I've still got my mark on me. Is that mark still on my arm? Oh, you can feel the vein there. You can really feel it. Probably artery. I've got a mark on me with pen. They marked me yesterday because that's what they have to do by law. When you're having an operation, they have to mark the site of it beforehand. So I'm a marked woman. And what else? Yesterday, I had dialysis yesterday instead of today. And because there's no way I would have been able to have it today. It would have been too much for my body. And plus the time factor, I wouldn't have been there in time. But yesterday my transport came just as I was being taken off and the idiot buggered off and left me without even telling us he was going because he said he couldn't wait and it's literally like 5 minutes and the other drivers would have waited. It was really horrible, so we had to rebook it from scratch and I had to wait another hour and a half, so I wasn't very pleased about it. So we'll see what happens today. Just had an ice lolly. I had a fruit pastel ice lolly. My temperature's up a bit. I hope that might help to bring it down. I don't know why. I just hope no infection got in when they were doing the procedure, because they don't give you antibiotics.
I'm just here now.
And I'm just about to listen to the Archers, so I will love you and leave you for now. I've got Wi-Fi in here, you see. I bought it. Oh, that's recording it again. Yeah.